The Big Bang. Is that what God used? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new family book, The Genesis of a Legacy. Ken, you're not saying that God used the Big Bang to bring about the universe, are you?
Well, no, not at all, Mark. But I've heard many Christians say we can believe in a Big Bang, as long as you say God did it, they say. But here's the problem I have with that. If you say God did create the universe using the Big Bang, then what God said he did in his word isn't true. Now, if you read Genesis chapter 1, it teaches that God made the earth first, covered with water. Now, the sun, moon, and stars weren't made until the fourth day of creation. But the Big Bang idea teaches that the sun came before the earth, and then the earth formed as a hot, molten blob for millions of years until water formed. This is opposite to what God's word clearly states. Christians can't add the Big Bang to the Bible. Sadly, you know, when Christians tell people they can believe in the Big Bang, they're really, in essence, saying, but you don't have to take God at his word. Such compromise has undermined the authority of God's word in our culture. You know, when you tell the next generation that you can reinterpret God's word according to man's ideas like the Big Bang, you've opened a door where they will add man's ideas to other parts of the Bible, and it puts them on a slippery slope of unbelief.
Discover more information on why Christians should not compromise with secular astronomy. Read Dr. Jason Lyle's fascinating free booklet on this topic. It's available on our attractive website at AnswersRadio.com.